Now is the only time to expect the best out of me. Now is the only time to expect the best out of me. Oh, I can go all through life, and I can be looking at happiness and expecting the best out of me and doing great things like that, but now is the only time to expect the best out of me. There is no past, no future. There is no other time. I'm not concerned about anything at all in life except that now is the only time to expect the best out of me. I expect that I can smile under every circumstance. I can be happy under every circumstance. I can be joyous under every circumstance. I can be filled with peace under every circumstance. No matter what happens in my life, I am expecting the best out of me. If I spill some food on my shirt or my jacket or my clothing in any way, I just wipe it off and don't think about it again. So I go around with a spot on my shirt or a spot on my clothing. I do not think about it. Now is the time to expect the best. I am so busy, I'm so happy being myself, that no one ever notices that, I don't even notice that I have a spot on my shirt. If ever I go around and see that spot on my shirt, what's going to happen to me? What's going to happen to me is that's where my attention's going to be. That's where my thoughts are going to be. That's where everything that I am is going to be. And really, it makes no difference. If I told a lady that her slip was showing, she would be thinking to herself, oh dear, I wonder how long that's been showing. I wonder how long that's been out of line. I wonder how long. And if I had said nothing, nobody else is going to say anything either. It doesn't matter, because now is the only time to expect the best out of me. And to expect the best out of me is when I have a spot on, or anyone has a spot on their clothing, we're not looking at that spot. We're looking at their face. We're looking at their radiance. We're looking at their goodness. We're looking at the best in them. And we don't even see them. When you start looking at spots on yourself or other people, you don't have a smile on your face. You don't have happiness in your heart. You're not counting your blessings. But you can and should. For every single day, we can have a smile on our face and get the best out of us. We can have the most wonderful things happening in our life, the most glorious things happening in our life, and just be the happiest people on the face of the earth. But we can only be the happiest people on the face of the earth if we are happy with ourselves, if we're expecting the best out of ourselves. I count my blessings. Oh, do I count my blessings. I count them every single moment of my life. I count the blessings of the friends that I have. I count the blessings of the place that I live. I count the blessings of the stars and the sky, the sun. Oh, this morning when I woke up, the window was open and the sun was shining through, and the world looks so beautiful outside. The sun had just popped over the top of the mountain and was just saying, good morning, Herb, good morning, time to get up. Come on, Smiley. Yeah, the sun was saying, come on, Smiley, to me, because I have a smile on my face all the time. I have a smile on my face all the time because I'm a happy guy. Now is the only time to expect the best out of me. Good morning, sun. And last night, I was sound asleep. And Rex had gone outside for some reason. And he had fooled around in the yard for a while. And we have a beautiful fenced in the yard just for him in the evening, so I always know where he is. Well, he came in the middle of the night, and he brought my sandal along. And he wagged his tail, and he was showing me my sandal. And he was saying, look, Dad, I got your sandal. And whenever he does that, he's saying he's so happy. He's saying he's so filled with joy. He's so filled with the love of my sandal, of me. And I am so filled with the love of me because that's who I am. That's what I am. I count my blessings. So here Rex comes in wagging his tail. He has his head up on top of my bed. He's got my sandal in his mouth, and he's saying, "Look, Dad, look, 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 look." And I say, "Rex, you are wonderful." And I snuggle him down, and I pet him, and I say, "Rex, you are fantastic." And then I turn over and pull the covers up and go back to sleep. Not a concern in my heart. And Rex decides, okay, I got my attention, and he lays down on the floor and puts his head on my sandal and goes sound asleep. I have a smile on my face. I count my blessings. I know who I am. I count your blessings, too. And it's wonderful to count your blessings because your blessings are my reflection. And when I can see blessings in your life, then that's a reflection of the blessings in my life. And how grand and glorious that is. How wonderful it is to count the blessings in your life. It's a wonderful thing to do, and it's a happy thing to do, and it's a joyous thing to do, because every time I count a blessing in your life, I'm counting a blessing in my life, and I just feel so wonderful. Now is the only time to expect the best out of me. I unconditionally love every organ, action, function of my body. You know that? I know that it's not exciting to you, but I unconditionally love every organ, action, and function of my body. I unconditionally feel that my body is the temple of the living spirit, and it's a wonderful body. It's a fabulous body. It's a joyous body. Every organ is wonderful. As I walk along the meditation paths here at the monastery, I say to myself, all is in divine order. All is in divine order. I don't have to be specific. I just, all is in divine order. And it's a wonderful, glorious affirmation and a wonderful, glorious feeling to know that all is in divine order. And I sense that I unconditionally love every organ, action, function of my body. I have no conditions on them. I just look at them, have a wonderful head, a wonderful mind, a wonderful body, a wonderful heart, a wonderful legs. I don't have to say all that stuff. I just say, all is in divine order. All is in divine order. That's unconditionally loving every organ, action, and function of my body. That's unconditionally saying, my body is a temple of the living spirit. My body is wonderful. I always expect the best out of me. And when I expect the best out of me, I get the best out of me. When I expect the best out of me, I am the best. That's all that I'm living. That's all that I'm seeing. That's all that I'm thinking. That's all that I'm dreaming. That's all that I'm knowing. I unconditionally, no conditions. I don't say they're better than yesterday or they'll be better tomorrow. I unconditionally, right now, love every organ, action, and function of my body. I love it so completely, so wonderfully, so fantastically that my body is just a radiant vehicle in which I live. I hold up my head straight, my shoulders back. I walk with a triumphant walk, with a joyous walk, with a magic walk. And I feel so good about it because that's who I am. I love doing fun things. And so as I walk along, I notice that the Border Patrol had driven off of the roadway and made a track off the roadway. And so here I am, no shovel, no anything. So I take my foot and I smooth out the path that they went off the road. I don't say, you naughty Border Patrol, you naughty people messing up my wonderful pathway. I love doing fun things. And so I just take my foot, even with just my sandal on, and I pull the dirt into place and smooth it out, and I tromp it down. And so I look back at my work as I go away from it, and I see it's so smooth, and you hardly ever can even guess that the Border Patrol had driven off the property and had driven off the road. I love doing fun things, and to me that was a fun thing. And Rex was bouncing around me while I was doing it and saying, hey, this is fun, Dad. I like it when you play in the sand like this. And I do too, because I love doing fun things. Now is the only time to expect the best out of me and out of my world. And I get it. You know that? I get it. I love you. I love you. I love you.